Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and today we are going to consider praising God. Let me just read to you this verse from Psalm 34. Think about what it says and what it means as we read this. Psalm 34, verse 1 starts with the words, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth." Now, let's just think about that. I mean, how often is our praise for God dictated by our own circumstances and our own feelings? Right? Sometimes we just don't feel like praising, or certain things are happening that frustrate us and we don't want to give God the praise. And yet, what this verse is telling us is that, in fact, all of the time, praise can be on our lips. We can be praising and glorifying God and recognizing His goodness and His greatness in everything. I mean, just think about the story of Job, right? You remember Job's reaction to the suffering that was brought upon him? Job says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, I know that this is really hard. So I recognize that what I'm saying here is not, you know, some kind of easy thing for us to do, but I think it's something, because of that, that we constantly need reminders to do, so that no matter what it is that's happening, we can lift up our thinking and we can recognize that God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I mean, this is even the attitude that we see with the Lord Jesus. Do you remember, just shortly before his death, he was speaking to his disciples and he said, "Now is my soul troubled," because he was thinking about what he was going to go through. So he recognized this is hard. And then he says, "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour." And now, do you remember what he says next? Because this is the crucial part. He didn't say, "I can't do it," or "I'm frustrated." Instead, he said, "Father, glorify your name." And that's the key idea, that here he was recognizing how hard everything was, and it was okay to recognize that. And yet he then brings it all together with the exclamation, "Father, glorify your name. I will bless the Lord at all times." No matter what it is that's happening, no matter how we're suffering, no matter how we're scared, we recognize that God is good. Now, one more verse. In Psalm 89, the psalmist refers to this kind of attitude, this attitude that is constantly praising God despite the circumstances. And listen to how that attitude is described. Psalm 89, verses 15 to 16 says, "Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face," ready? Here it is, "who exalt in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted." So this says, those people who are rejoicing and exalting in your name are blessed. So we don't just, you know, have this attitude of glorifying God all the time because that's what we should do. I mean, that's a good reason, right? But in addition to that, we have this attitude because we recognize that this is a good attitude to have. This is an attitude that's a blessing to us. And yet, what is God's name? Do you remember in Exodus 34? He declares his name as merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in steadfast love and faithfulness. That's our God. And those things are good. And so those who can rejoice in that name, those who can recognize that those characteristics deserve praise, are those who are blessed. So let's try that this week. Each day, each hour, as we experience the various circumstances that God brings into our lives, let's praise Him. Let's praise His mercy. Let's praise His faithfulness to us for still working with us, for shaping us. Because in His love, in His kindness, He has prepared something better and a time in which all of creation will be filled with His praise. And that's what we wait for. I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.